Hi, GWA. It is Elle at Wit's End, and seeing as it's a special occasion, I thought I would do a special holiday audio. I kicked my roommates out to go to their church service, which means I have the house all to myself for a little bit and can be my usual crazy kinky self. So I thought that for Christmas, I would read you guys a Christmas story. But since we are a special group of special people, I'm going to tell a special version of said Christmas story. I have kinkified the shit out of it. And I hope you enjoy it. You know, this is a special time of year. It's meant for people to stand in solidarity and be kind to one another and for just all peoples of all nations to come together, you know? We really need to come together a lot more often. So without further ado, here is the night before XXXmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the club not a creature was stirring, not a brat or a sub. The floggers were hung by the X-frame with care, in the hopes that the dominance soon would be there. The littles were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of daddy doms danced in their heads. And Master in leather, and I in my collar, had just arrived at the club, greeting our friends with a holler. When out of the play space arose such a clatter, I sprang to the door to see what was the matter. To make way for my master, I flew like a flash, tore open the curtain, and looked past the slave who'd been lashed. The moonbeams through the sunroof and snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. What to my widened eyes did appear but a beautiful sub on a Sibian, orgasm drawing near. With a bright-eyed dom so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Dick. More rapid than eagles, his submissive they came. He commanded and shouted and called them bad names. Now come, whore, now slut, now dirty fuck kitten, now bitch, now cunt, now worthless come whole. To the top of that edge, then past it, my whore. Now see them moan, see them cry, see them come, all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the height of orgasm they flew, with the room full of kinksters, and Saint Dick himself, too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard the sub groan, the whimpering, the gasping, and each little moan. As I drew in a breath and was turning around, into the club space came Saint Dick with a bound. He was dressed all in bondage from his head to his toes, and his hands were all full, but with what? Who knows? A bundle of toys he had flung next to the rack, and he looked like a peddler as he opened his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drawl little mouth was drawn up, almost a sneer. And when he announced that they were gifts, there arose such a cheer. The knot of the bag he undid with his teeth, and sweat encircled his brow like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a fat, silly old bastard. I chuckled, then stopped and looked up at my master. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. The dom spoke not a word, but went straight to his task, handing out floggers and collars, walking back to his sub and then patting their ass, and smiling with bright, twinkling eyes, helped his sub to their feet to rise. He sprang to the exit, to his sub gave a whistle, and into the night they flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he walked out of sight, "Good subspace to all, and to all a good night."